Hello everyone, this is Gowazu Cougs, coming to you from his man cave in Montesano. I'm going to bring it to you the second podcast of the After Midnight Dynasty. I had a chance to speak to Cheese last night about our dynasty, what to expect in the first season of our dynasty on TSO. Here is the conversation. Okay, this is Cougs and Cheese here today. We're going to be discussing this is the second After Midnight podcast. We're almost done with our preseason tournament where I believe Cole and Why God Why are going to be battling out for the championship. Now, Cheese, who do you have in this championship game?
I played a tough game with Cole. He pulled it out late, but we had a shot. Never played Why God. I don't know. I know what he likes to run, but outside of that, it's kind of a toss-up for me because I've never played him. Cole's really tough, though, so he's going to be tough to beat in this game.
Well, I just got to play Cole. I just had a chance to play Cole in the week one game, and then I also played Why God Why Friday night. And I think it'll be an interesting battle. I have a feeling. I said that I think Cole should have been the number one seed, and we're about to find out if Drew was right or I was right about who should have been the number one seed. I'm going to stick with Cole. He'll find a way to slow down the triple option attack of Why God Why and win the championship game.
Well, I'm kind of hoping he does. I've got Why God coming up right next week. Stanford versus Penn State. So if he does, maybe I need to get in touch with him, see if we can get a game plan off of him.
Okay. As for the preseason here, we'll talk about the season. And in the first, we'll do our division, or the Pac-10, the Pac-12 conference. I'm going to probably make that slip like 100 times.
It's a hard habit to break.
But in the Pac-12, we have the two new divisions. And looking at the ESPN preseason conference outlook, in the North, your Stanford Cardinal are picked to win the division. How does that make you feel, Cheese?
Well, it makes me feel like the pressure's on, but rightfully so. We've got the best player in the nation, Andrew Luck, by far. He could have been the number one pick had he gone out in the draft this year. He stayed at home. Stayed at Stanford. We're glad to have him back. And he'll lead us. He should lead us to a division title. Oregon's going to be tough. The whole Pac-12 is tough. It is a good, solid conference. But I think we've got the talent to hold up to that pressure, to not break, and live up to the standards.
Okay. Now you also, I mean, other than Oregon, who's the CPU, who's currently ranked fifth in the country according to the ESPN rankings, Cal and Washington State, the two other users in the division, are picked to finish fifth and sixth in the conference or in the division. Do you feel like this is you have to win it this year?
Because
you know Washington State and Cal will be better in the future years.
I feel like I have to win it every year. That's what, Harbaugh kind of laid the groundwork for me to do at Stanford. He's got this team set to be successful for years to come, and I'm glad to be taken over in the spot where I am, where we should be able to compete, if I'm able to recruit well, if I can continue the legacy that he started and build on that tradition. We should. I do feel pressure. We have to win it this year. We've got to win it next year and the next year after that in order to become that prestigious school where everyone wants to go, not just for academics.
You're putting the pressure on you for this dynasty. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in the South Division, we have Arizona State pick to win the conference or win the division.
Really?
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that USC is on probation in real life. I don't really think they're on probation in the game.
We could always, have Drew, take 10 scholarships away for the next first couple of years to simulate what's going on in real life.
But no, I think the key is the bowl ban. The bowl ban. I think that's what is affecting USC's current ranking. Poor Wretchem, his UCLA Bruins are fifth to finish the conference, went fifth in the division. Do you think that is an accurate picture? Do we see USC winning this division?
You know, I don't want to speak lowly on everyone else, but Drew is a hell of a competitor. And whether or not ESPN, EA, whoever's making those predictions, picks Arizona State, picks whoever to win that division ahead of Drew, I think they might be wrong, because USC is a really good school. Drew is a top player and a great coach. So, in my eyes, even with the probation, they're the favorites. And they're the team we're looking forward to playing in the Big 12 title. And I know...
The Big 12. You mean the Pac-12.
Pac-12 title, excuse me. And they're the team, we've got them later on in the year. Midway, late Pac-10 season, mid Pac-10 season, Pac-12 season.
That it is week.
That match.
It is here. It's week 1, 2, 3. It's like at least week 10. Looks like it's week 10 on the schedule. You go down to the Coliseum and play.
That's going to be a hell of a game. And that's, in my eyes, it's going to be a preview of the Pac-12 title game.
Okay. That's I think that was my prediction as well.
You said you did it half-heartedly. I'm putting you on the spot here.
Well, I wrote down Stanford and USC.
But you wanted to pick Oregon.
Well, Oregon's pretty good here. The computer Oregon is pretty good.
You know what? Oregon's tough. They run that spread passing attack, and thus far in this year's game, I've been semi-successful defensively against spread passing. So I'm kind of hoping that translates. We'll see. I've got them on my schedule early on, so
okay.
There's no issues there.
Okay, now moving on to the Big Ten, that conference you're more familiar with. And now in the Great Lakes division, where we have Michigan State, Nebraska, Michigan, and Northwestern. Who do you think is the favorite to win that division? Who would you think?
I've been thinking a lot about this. That division has a lot of good teams. Michigan State is a good team. Michigan is a good team. Nebraska is a good team. Northwestern is a good team. But that doesn't have any great teams. So it's gonna be a cluster in there trying to see who comes out on top. And it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be very fun to watch. If you're going to put me on the spot, I'm going to pick the new guy to the dance.
You're picking Michigan State.
No, I'm picking Nebraska.
Nebraska, the CPU Nebraska is
going to
pull it out.
I am going to pick. They have
the CPU. The CPU Nebraska is
going
to win.
I'm going with CPU Nebraska. That power rushing attack. Maybe I'm biased. It's hard to stop in this year's game. And there have been some issues beating the computer this year. So why not?
I'm going to go with the upset special.
Okay.
My pick to win the division is Northwestern.
You're killing me, Wazoo. Yeah. You're killing me.
Northwestern, you look at how they're rated. I'm looking at this rating right now. Overall, 88. Offensively, they're rated a 90.
Well,
defensively, they're rated an 85. Defense, they might be a little suspect, but the defense in the other three divisions, or the other... Michigan's 88, Nebraska's 90, Michigan State's 85.
Isn't Iowa in that division as well?
Iowa's in that division as well. Then I picked fifth.
Wow. They're another solid team. Just a couple of years ago, they were down in the Orange Bowl. So, again, a lot of good teams, no great teams. So, I'm just really intrigued to see how that plays out.
Okay, in the Great Plains, or the Division of Death.
Yeah, that's
which it should be called.
Accurate description, and I feel bad for the Illini. I feel bad for Indiana and Purdue, and oh.
Well, we got Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Penn State.
Yeah.
And these three teams are loaded. I just had a chance to play Wisconsin. I couldn't run the ball. My Cougs running back could not run the ball. Mr. Mintz could not run the ball against the Wisconsin defensive line.
Right. I imagine you'd have the same fate against Ohio State or Penn State, though. No offense. Like I said, they're loaded. And it not only is it probably the stronger division of the two in the Big Ten Conference, it might be the strongest division in all of football. And that's me, you know, taking a little shot at those SEC schools that are down this year. That division of football is loaded. And Illinois is a little sleeper there. They're going to be bowl eligible again. Maybe they can pick off one of the better teams, you know, in real life, not in the game. They're going to be piss poor, and Cole and J-Face and Wygott are going to pants the Illini, but, you know, I don't even know where to go with that division. It's just...
Now, who are you going to pick? Who are you going to pick?
You know, I'm going to go with Cole again, but again, I have not played Wygott. J-Face is a solid competitor, so he's going to be tough to beat with Ohio State. I get him week three. I'm going with Cole, and I'm going with Wisconsin, but it is a very, very shaky pick, because that division is the division of death.
Well, I'm going to also go with Wisconsin here. I have a hunch that Wisconsin will be able to pull it out. So we have, we didn't pick the Pac-12 champions, so I'm assuming you're picking Stanford.
Of course.
Correct?
Of course.
Okay. I'm going to go with USC for now, even though Drew seems to be struggling a little bit with the Trojans.
Oh, I can understand why you would pick them. Drew beat me in the TSO tournament. I had a shot to beat him at the end. It was 9-3 with a minute to go, and I was driving on him before I threw a pick. But him and I had a great game earlier this, you know, week ago or so. So I can understand the pick against him. It hurts my feelings a bit, but I won't hold it against you. I just, okay, maybe I will when I take you on in a few weeks, but.
Now who do we got in the Big Ten championship? Wisconsin, yeah, Wisconsin, Nebraska. Who do you have?
I'm gonna go with Wisconsin.
Wisconsin again.
I think they are the best team in the Big Ten, and I think you know it's a conference loaded with good coaches, but a good coach with the best team is gonna prevail.
And I'm gonna go with Wisconsin as well. Would you like to make the big national championship prediction here?
Well, I'm going with Stanford, of course. It'll be interesting. Can Cole get through? Can Cole and Wisconsin get through undefeated in the Division of Death, in the Big Ten? I know he's got a tough out-of-conference schedule as well. I think I heard him say he's got to play Oklahoma next week.
Week two?
Yeah, I don't know who Stanford will be playing in the national title game, but I feel that Stanford is the best team in the country, bar none.
Heard it here, folks. Heard it here first, folks. Stanford will be in the national title.
I will take Stanford over anyone.
Okay. I'm going to go with... God, this is tough. I'm gonna go with Wisconsin against Alabama for the national title.
Well,
that's who I'm gonna go with. That is my pick.
I could see Alabama making the national title game. I could definitely see Cole and Wisconsin making the national title game. But you know, I can't pick against the number three team in the country who I happen to currently coach.
Now, do you want to try to make a pick for the Heisman Trophy?
You know, I want to pick Luck. I don't think I can, because it is well known that my offense is centered around the running game. I will pass, and Luck will get his throws, but I don't know if he will have the numbers to compete for the Heisman. Now, who else would I go along those lines? Let's see, Terrell Pryor. Oh, wait, he's not in the game. Geez, this is tough.
Yeah, I think we might have to pass. I'm looking at the current top five.
Why don't you go ahead?
I'm gonna go with my hometown or local boy, Kellen Moore.
Really?
To win it, because he's picked number two. And
who else is on that list? Just out of curiosity.
We have Andrew Luck, Kellen Moore, LaMichael James. Because if Stanford can win the conference and win the division, I do not see LaMichael James contending for the award. Denard Robinson, he's up there. My question mark with him is, can he stay healthy? It sounds like that Coach Danthrax is going to have a hard time keeping him upright and lasting through the entire season, so he's going to be a big question mark. And then they have Justin Blackman, a wide receiver from Oklahoma State. He can maybe do it, but being a CPU-controlled team, but that's what it looks like for now.
Yeah, I just can't pick the Heisman because the season is just so dynamic. We could have someone pop out of nowhere to have godly stats and take the Heisman out of nowhere. It could be one of those five you listed. It could be Andrew Luck, just his leadership and maybe getting passed over last year. There's a lot of things it could be, but I'm not going to speculate on who's going to win the Heisman or anything along those lines.
Okay. And now, finally, I'm going to look at some of the recruiting stuff, if I can find it here.
Recruiting's going to be interesting.
Okay, here we go. We'll go to recruiting.
I can tell you about Stanford's status as it is.
Well, let's just look at the recruits. We're just going to look at the recruits.
Okay.
At the Spark 100, that's what we're calling it here.
Right.
The number one player on the board is a wide receiver, Terry Kimbrough from Adamsville, I think Alabama.
Yep.
Alabama's here. I mean, looking at his ratings, he's B+ speed, B acceleration, good route running. The schools so far in contention for him are Penn State, Ohio State, and USC. I think all those schools are going to have a hard time getting the recruit because of Alabama.
That recruit is the number one school that he's looking at him is Alabama. Number two is Auburn. It's like I would probably bet the farm that he's staying in state. No offense to those users, Y God, J Face, Drew. You're not getting him.
Then the number one athlete on the board, who is also the second rated athlete recruit, is this Dennis Johnson individually, 6'1", 173, B+ speed, B+ acceleration. Yes. Break tackle, C-. Let's see what else we got. He looks like he's going to be a receiver or a running back. He cannot do anything in coverage. I see route running as a B-.
Yeah, I definitely got him as a wide receiver. He's 6'1", so he's a little short, and he is scrawny. You need to put a little muscle on. He's definitely not going to be your go-up-and-get-it type of guy. He'd be more of a slot receiver, but some things you can't measure via attributes. There's some intangibles that aren't on there. Maybe he has, maybe he doesn't.
And then USC's the only – those two user teams that are in contention, USC and Michigan. But they're kind of down the line. going to the list here some more here.
I'm going to bring up, you know, just like with Kimbrough, Johnson from Sarasota Springs, Florida, has the U as his number one school, Florida State number two, Georgia number three, Florida number four. He clearly wants to stay in the Southeast. You know,
yeah.
Michigan might be able to have a little pull because it's not as far. USC, you got to pull him across the country, and I don't think that he wants to go there.
Yeah. And then another recruit, our first defensive recruit that I see is a Drew Mitchell, cornerback from Danville, California. And his attributes are, let me find them here, A-plus speed, A-acceleration, B-plus agility, B-man coverage, B-plus zone, can't catch worth a lick, but this guy looks like he shut down corner
right. All
over him. And
yeah, he looks like a special talent, and he's from the state of California, and I hate to see him leave. He doesn't want to come to Stanford. It'd be kind of hard to push him when he's got such great schools like Alabama and Oklahoma going after him. So it's tough to not put any eggs in that basket. But.
And then the three users are at the bottom there again. Penn State, Ohio State, and USC at the very end. It's going to be – I think USC has a shot since it's a – in-state school, but he's starting,
you know,
behind. So
whoever gets this guy is getting a special talent. More power to him.
And then the first defensive end we see is a Julius Lowe from Norwalk, Ohio, and shockingly, Ohio State is number one on the board.
Yeah, they might have an inside edge there. He's lacking a little strength, which would worry me. You see, he is more of a finesse defensive end, but strength can be built.
Yes, and he's C speed, B minus acceleration, not too bad. Tackling's good, B. Finesse moves, B. I could see him definitely in the wearing the Buckeye uniform next year.
Yeah.
And focusing on the other end of the spectrum, we have, let me find it here, Nico Caliber. Oh, they got one down to 2-star. I'm trying to go down to some people I know. Hold on, one last thing here before we go. We're going to have some fun here with this. On the other end of the spectrum, we have, let's see here, Robert Barron, one-star caliber athlete from Idaho Falls, Idaho. His ratings are B speed, not too bad. C minus acceleration. It's D across the board about a lot of everything else. He's interested in Idaho. I believe Washington State is on his board. Yes, it is. It's ranked Washington State is number four. These are the guys I get. I have another guy interested in me from Thousand Oaks, California. Maybe I should send Rich up to the guy. He has UCLA number one on his board. 6'2", 184. B minus speed, D plus acceleration. He can't beat anybody in a race. Play recognition. This is the key attribute for the individual. F. I've never seen an F.
Wow.
Have you seen an F on anyone's grades before?
No.
Yeah, he scores an F.
Who is it?
And Jerome Hall, athlete, is a 94th rated athlete. Retcham, you need to go sign this guy. Number one on the board. You should look at it. Okay? You're just shocked. These are the guys that Retcham, the UCLA Bruins, and the Washington State Cougars are going after. Right here, we have one more.
He sounds like he fit right in at Cal with J-Rock. In my opinion.
And then we have... Then we have Jeff Johnson, this guy's from, he's a JUCO junior scrambling type quarterback from Westbrook, Maine. None of our schools are really interested in this guy, but his attributes. D plus speed. He has good, he has decent throw power. A B minus throw power, C minus accuracy, so he apparently can't hit the broadside of a barn, but these guys can be had. These guys can be had, folks.
More power to anyone who's willing to give them a scholarship.
Here's your last guy. Here's the last guy. This is the guy that's on my, that really is on my board. I've actually put this guy on my board because I need some more quarterbacks. This guy is Terrell Mullins at JUCO. He's number 142 in terms of quarterbacks. C plus throw power, C plus accuracy, and the rest is like D plus. So yes, these are the folks that you can have. If you go down to the bottom of the barrel. Do you have anything else to add this week, Cheese?
You know what? I think we covered quite a bit of material. I'm looking forward to a phenomenal season. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of twists and turns along the way. NCAA, it's always unpredictable. So while I might predict Stanford to go all the way, things can change. I could lose next week to Wygod. I could make it 11-0 and lose to Cal on week 13. Who knows? Cougs, you could bounce back from this loss in week 1. You can go 11-1 the rest of the way. It's possible.
It is possible. I don't know how, but this seems kind of shaky. I think realistically 6-6 might be the real
steroids, goal. My friend. Steroids will get you where you need to go.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for now.